Okay, so
Recording in progress.
A while back Gregory had asked if we could begin with a pledge of allegiance, so
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right. Let's go ahead and start then with the acceptance of the minutes and approval of the agenda. If anybody's got any comments, otherwise could I get a motion to approve?
I move acceptance of the minutes and approval of the agenda.
Second.
Thank you. All right. Next meeting is June 23rd. Oh, forgive me, yes. So we will vote on those. Can I, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Well, any opposed? Great, accepted. All right, so now the next meeting is on June 23rd. Is there any questions or comments from the public?
Is there any public?
I don't see anyone.
I have one if no one else does.
Pardon?
I have one if no one else does.
You're not really public.
I'm kind of. This is on behalf of members of the public that have talked to me just in the last 2 days. There is confusion of non-routine writers to deal with the changes on the website. And the app's obsolete during this, or it doesn't adjust so quick, we get that, but they can't figure out how to get even to the university. It's written in text, but they're struggling. And it's just two people that have told me, but I looked and I agree with them.
Are they summer citizens?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, they are under the age of 30. So it is, and we've had this problem before, like when construction causes a delay. Is there a way to, I guess, just ephemerally out there in the stratosphere for the general management, is there a way to get these changes quicker so people that want to start riding the bus again don't get turned off?
So the changes are up, but what are you wanting? Are you wanting?
I don't know. It was hard to figure out exactly where that bus would go and when it would be there.
Are they taking the same trip all the time?
They would. They
do
would
they
go
call
up to campus.
And ask us to help them?
Nope, we could do that. Okay.
Because you're right. There's a lot of complexity to that, so sometimes it might be easiest to call, but if there's a way we can present it differently, I'm open to that for sure.
Maybe a map?
We can definitely work on some maps, and okay. We're still going to have some text because it happened to change at different times of the day.
But a map would help.
Okay.
At least for me and the one person, but the other person, I don't know. They didn't give any ideas. They just said it was hard.
I would, if you would encourage them to call, though, that's really, okay. Our folks will definitely walk, especially trips that they're going to just take regularly.
It's people wanting to get up to campus.
Yeah.
Is pretty much it. Route 1's messed up and the loop's now half time. There's just, yeah.
Okay.
So. Okay, that's it. Sorry.
Okay.
That was a good public comment.
Oh, you need to take your head off first.
Oh, yeah, my public head off.
All right, let's move into more business. And Abraham, would you help us with the discussion about the bus apps?
Sure. So this is sort of a follow-on to the conversation that I had last month about the development or the implementation, of it's a technology, both hardware and software infrastructure. And so Todd got back to me with a tentative timeline, and correct me if I'm wrong, but you're hoping February, maybe, is the implementation. And in my conversations with him, I had suggested that if it was going to be more than a 6-month gap between now and when it would be implemented, we look at some sort of bridge to that gap. And so to that end, I
And I feel like I should have started with this. I appreciate Todd and Colton for all of the hard work that they've done and how responsive they've been on this topic. They reached out to the developer of one of the current apps. So there's a couple of apps that are currently available either on Android or iPhone, depending on which platform you have one, and it's only on one. A couple of them are on both. And they reached out to the developer of one of them. This has previously basically been pro bono work that's been done by someone in the community who's trying to fill a need. But he's been willing to do some improvements and modifications potentially in exchange for compensation for his work. So I'd like the board to hopefully indicate approval for Todd to go out and negotiate this person to do some work on the app as a bridge until we are able to get this new sort of infrastructure in place. And I think it kind of dovetails actually well on Sean's point. I think if we're looking for resources for someone under 30 to navigate how to get around on the bus system, this would be a good way to provide them more resources potentially.
What kind of funding is needed for something like this?
We haven't talked specifically at this point because we didn't want to engage in that until, because this is outside of what we have in the budget, right? So we haven't talked with them specifically. Correct me if I'm wrong, Curtis, but if we go above 10,000, we would have to put this out to more of a formal bid, get some quotes. Under 10,000, I think we could choose to work with a vendor and say, hey, you know, and we can negotiate with them. Key things that they need to deliver in order to receive that payment.
Okay. So again, the request is just information, right? Right now we just want to research and we want to see if it's feasible, how much it would cost as a bridge till whatever the CBTD app is complete, correct?
I would rather say that you investigate and if it's reasonable, go ahead and do it. I think it's important not to have to come back again and say, well, we researched it, it's gonna cost this much, are you okay with that? Because I would much rather just say, this is important for the increase in ridership that we need to begin to see from coming out of COVID, and y'all should go forth and conquer. You have parameters, you can't spend more than $10,000, so.
Yeah. I'm comfortable with that, but I would like to put a cap on it of, you know, $6,7500 that you have the automatic go ahead to do.
Well, they can't spend more than 10 without going out to bid, so there is a cap on it already.
Yeah.
I'm very conscious of budget, and I dislike when things come in from outside of that we've looked at. I don't know if we have a discretionary fund or something with it. Maybe, but to just say, oh, well, yeah, we can spend up to $1,000 on this and not give a second thought as to, well, let's be a little bit of fiscal conservative.
I would imagine that someone who developed it for free isn't going to charge us a huge amount to upgrade it, but I might be wrong.
And I mean, I'm open to a different number. I just would like to know what the logic is behind it.
Well, but my logic, I serve on the city council, and we're very cautious about authorizing non-budgeted items. And so, you know, this is the, granted it's a sales tax and not the property tax levy that we deal with on the council side, but I'm hesitant to say, go out and spend up to 10,000 and, you know, if anyone knows that that's how much you're going to spend, then they'll, yeah, I can do that.
But don't we have budget line items that cover this sort of thing?
I think we can probably fit it in. Where it would be the thing is if we get to the end of the year and we hadn't planned for this and that particular item that we would draw from was tight, then we would come back to the board and ask for a budget amendment for this particular reason, right? But at this point, we're not planning on doing that.
So we have money in the budget for this type of thing anyway.
Yeah. I'd say go for it.
That's important. To make a motion, or do we just proceed?
I would make a motion. I would make a motion that we proceed with updating the app that has been created pro bono and get it on board so that it can provide a gap between that and the new one that we are implementing later this year.
I'll second that.
Any further discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
Nay. I would like to say I do really do appreciate Abraham and his desire to you know communicate to us this what he perceives as this need, and he's been great to work with and answer all the questions that I had. So I just want to say thank you. Appreciate that.
Thank you. Patrick, please support.
I would second what Todd just said, is that, you know, it's awesome that he researched this, he found alternatives and solutions. We talked a lot about it, Abraham and I. That's not really what I'm supposed to talk about, but thank you. What I am talking about is the bus rodeo. Is that how I pronounce it?
You can pronounce rodeo.
So that was on purpose.
The bus rodeo. The effort here is a culmination of all of our public relations efforts to elected officials, non-elected officials, anybody that has a level of influence on the CBTV. This is kind of the open house. And what the agenda is on August 18th, we'll have a series of events and food, and we want to have all these people come and visit and talk with us about things that are going on. Some of the events, learn how to drive a bus. That's pretty cool. Todd's going to bring his remote control bus. We'll have sandwiches. We'll have charrettes of design. We can talk about bus routes. We can talk about needs of individual communities. We have probably seen 40% of the cities at this point and had great interaction. The conversation's always been around four factors. It is, do you know anybody that rides the bus and why? We talk about our primary goals, accessibility. Our secondary goals are reducing congestion and reducing pollution. Those are well-received messages. Now we really want to bring them all together. In years past when this has been done, the attendance hasn't been stellar. The issue is board members need to reach out to elected officials. Terry, I would expect you as a city council member to come.
Well, that might be hard. My family expects me to be camping out in Iowa, so.
Well, maybe you could get some of your friends on city council in Richmond to come join us.
Yeah.
And if everybody could reach out to their elected officials, to some of the staff that impact CBTD from your jurisdictions, that'd be a huge win for us. If we could at least get one, two, three people from every jurisdiction to come and join us, have a sandwich, talk about buses, we're making tremendous inroads from a public relations standpoint and from just general relationship, conversationship standpoint. I think this is going to be a big win. So August 18th, we will provide you some physical invitations to hand out, some digital invitations to send out. Let's just do something really old-fashioned and call people and invite them, or shake their hand and invite them, or whatever. Just, can you take it upon yourself to invite people from your city?
And if you're really not comfortable about that, we have the Public Education Committee that will step up and work with you on that. So.
I'll do it. I personally will call your people.
What time of the day is it?
Lunchtime.
Yeah, we're going to kind of do 10 to 2, okay. So that we've got a range that folks can come, yeah. And kind of, you know, open house style.
I think it's amazing that you have a remote control bus.
It's not as big as you might think.
Is that okay if we come?
Well, we want you there. Okay. Yes. Yes, we want you there as board members.
Yes.
Okay, you know, so good. Not just
come.
Like
board members come. That's kind of the base level.
Todd, is this your first rodeo?
No.
Todd and I have been through many rodeos, and let me tell you, the tricky thing is to teach your computer spell check that what you're trying to do is correct. Leave me alone. That's how I want to spell. We've been through a lot through as far as rodeos, and they're a kick. Really are. You get people to participate, and heck, who doesn't want to drive a bus? It's come true, so I'm in. Patrick, good job.
We lost Cecilia.
Did I get all that right, Todd?
Yep.
Anything you want to add to that?
No, I think, like Patrick said, please just get people there. We'd love to have them. And we'd like an RSVP, because we're going to be providing lunch, and so we'd like to kind of know what that is, so.
Where will it be at?
It's going to be out at the old airport runway, so they'll exit, or they'll enter off of the highway going out to, what is that, there are all planes out there, Benson, so. We'll draw a map up and have that for you.
Because they're using 28 right now, so you're going to be close. Because the old runway is sort of right over there. Because they're repaving 1735, so.
We have to divert, we'll figure it out. I'll work on it.
Okay. Because I noticed the other day, they were all coming across my house.
So is the date the 18th of August?
18th of August.
Is that a Saturday?
No, it's Wednesday. It's the first day of school.
Just got to fly out.
Celebrate your freedom.
Yeah.
So you're available is what you're telling us.
I am planning on it.
Perfect, we'll see you there. Okay, let's move on to Sean, if you have a discussion with us about CEO compensation.
Yes, so for those of you that were on that ad hoc compensation committee last fall, this is just bringing back that what we were going to propose and just solidifying it. And we want to basically vote on this next month to get it done with. But for those of you that aren't on the ad hoc committee, we presented a compensation idea that was kind of sustainable, fair, not growing too fast, not growing too slow, based on a lot of measurements. If you don't remember it, if you want to go over those, let me know. I'll talk with you. We can send you all the data. I can send you data until the cows come home. Basically, the point is that we want to codify a cost of living increase for the general manager that is based on the average of the state of Utah, the county, and Logan City. And those, all three of those entities put their cost of living increases out in June, so we can easily budget for it. It's nice. By averaging out the three, we're less susceptible to large bumps that sometimes, you know, 0, 0, 10 kind of deal. And then we don't have to vote on this or deal with it, you know, every year. It can just be planned for. Down the road, I'm just going to say this, is if on the shelf are things like a spot award, but we can deal with that if we ever need to. It'll be obvious if there's one that's merited, you know what I mean? So we're not saying no to those. We're just saying cost of living increases, and so we don't have to kind of vote on this and deal with it every year. Also, the executive committee will still periodically employ the help of a third party salary, what do we call those?
Just do a compensation study.
A compensation study to make sure that we're not too far off the mark, you know, but so if that sounds good, we just want to vote on that next month, get it done. And if you have any questions about it, let me know. Like I said, I can go through everything.
Why don't you put some of those talking points on it and just shoot it at less than a page. Okay. Refresh everybody's mind, and if they need some more information after that, Sean, they can contact you directly.
Okay, I'm happy to do that. Are there any questions right now, at least? I don't, that we can. All right. That's all I had, is there?
Thanks, Sean.
Okay.
All right. So first of all, the update on service reduction. Just want to let you know, obviously we know we impact folks, right? The first few days we had a lot of questions. That's kind of died down. We still get occasional questions. Obviously there's been some complaints, and rightly so, this impacts people. But overall, I think it's going well. And so, again, I think it's great that mostly what we impacted was frequency, so there was not an impact. But just, again, we're only, 12 days into this, so I'm not saying this is I'm just giving you some anecdotal information, but I just looked at the 12 days, the first of the month, and the 12 days that we're at now. On the weekday, we've been down somewhere between 4 and 8% as far as a ridership perspective. We've had some days that are actually higher, and ridership does fluctuate like that day to day. People's needs change. Saturday it's down 30%, on those days. But just to give you an idea as far as how that's impacted. Any questions on that I can answer? Okay. Also, I just want to remind everyone, so when you come on our properties, so at our administration offices or at the transit center or on a bus, we are still under a mask mandate until September. So, the staff probably aren't going to ask you to wear a mask, although I am encouraging them to do that. But I would just ask that you put a mask on when you come down. You're the leaders of the organization. That's how we all view you. So I would just ask for your help in that. None of us like it. We're all tired of it. But that is the stream that we all accepted when we took federal dollars. And so we're pretty diligent when it comes to that. If you remember, in this year's budget, the board had authorized $50,000 to help construct a bus stop on 400 North, just on the kind of backside of the business building. When we did the initial engineering projections, I say we, the university, hired JP to do those. That's when we came up with our number. That was done in January. More formally, we had done it for budget back in September, October-ish, but since that time, they just put it out to bid. They had two bidders. One bidder came in with a 91% increase over that proposed budget that they had, and the other is significantly higher than that. When I say 91%, 91% of our share, the university share as well, so not that same amount. So we still feel this is a very critical bus stop for the loop especially. That's the route that's gonna be serving this area. But every indication, we've talked with the university at length and the students are coming back. Just from what I see and what others see in the community, my son just went to an outdoor event and it was packed shoulder to shoulder, and there's several things like that we see. I see no reason the university's not gonna be coming back. So we still feel this is a critical bus stop for the future of the loop. What I would ask is, we didn't find this information out until yesterday, so I couldn't get this advertised to be actually formally considered tonight. But what I'd like to do is hear any concerns you would have with us increasing that amount and potentially get kind of an informal head nod, and then we would come back in next meeting and formalize that with a budget amendment. But any questions, concerns? How do you feel?
I'm just curious. What it like putting in a bus stop? Like, are you having to like rip up concrete? Like, what is it, or is this paying for like drivers? Or
great.
What else does it entail?
Great question. So because this is on a UDOT right away, mm-hmm. we have to make it to UDOT standards. Because of where it's at, we had the region director come up and meet with us, and their, senior guy is that's over that, but we have to widen that area because it's kind of narrow there. We have to lengthen it a bit, so there's quite a bit of excavation involved, and then putting back in the necessary base so that it holds up, curb gutter. And then as part of this, the university is putting in sidewalk, because we're doing it in an area where there's a flower bed and stuff, so they're putting in the sidewalk and lighting, but we're putting in all the curb and gutter, the road infrastructure, all of that. So it is quite extensive, and it has to meet UDOT standards because it's on the UDOT right of way. So it's not our typical bus stop where we just throw a cement pad down and we're done for $2,000. So
are you guys going to put like the shelter?
The university's going to do that, so because it's a university property, they like to have a certain style of shelter and whatnot.
What would happen if we put it out of here? Because you know what's driving this. It's supply, everybody's building things, interest rates are really low. This is a temporary problem.
That's definitely something that we can do. So that's something that, with regards to the facility, we've been talking with various contractors, builders, art design team, and yeah, I'm hopeful that it's temporary.
At this point, we're $100,000 in it.
Sure.
So if we have to wait 1 year, with a chance that it will come back down because there won't be as much building going on, what's the risk?
Yeah. No, that's, we definitely can. And someone said that we don't know, but yeah, definitely.
What is the university's?
This year versus $100,000 next year, but maybe it's cheaper. Yeah. I do not.
What is the university's position?
Same thing. I mean, they're finding this with several of their projects as well, as they're extremely over what they projected, and so some they're doing, some they're holding off on.
Well,
so at this point, they've committed to pay the additional amount.
On this particular project?
On this particular project.
Because they feel it's a priority project?
They feel they have a bus route that serves that area too, and they feel like it would be highly used.
In that regard, we may not be able to wait if we're going to.
Well, let's get them to pay the whole thing. Why won't they pay the whole thing then?
Again, it comes out of my pocket. No.
Oh!
No.
So I don't know whether we can wait in terms
Why?
Of that. Because we're participating in the project. We agreed to participate.
They may depend on the funding that they're using.
Can we just check with them and find out?
What's that?
Just check with them and find out if they would be willing to push it off a year.
I mean, at this point, they're wanting to move forward, but if we pull out, then they will probably be forced to put it off. So, I mean, we could definitely, that's definitely an option.
Do they have any, their funding source, they're waiting for that state funding or whatever.
I don't know on the details of their funding.
Our funding sources come on a yearly basis, and it's
so if it's state funded or internally funded, I'm not sure.
Well, I believe it might have been one of those projects that were funded for this year, and it's like a use it or lose it type thing, but I'm not for sure.
So you might want to check on that.
I mean, again, this really to me is, we can definitely wait a year. I don't think there's a problem with that. Will this stop be used? This stop will be one of our highest use stop. I know that. I mean, that's, it's at the university. You've got students coming back. This will be used. That's because it's connections.
Hopefully we'll have drivers.
We're working on that, yeah. But anyway, so again, that's why, because it's outside the parameters of what you had authorized, that's why we're coming back in one year direction.
So. Well, Todd, I think probably you ought to investigate with the university whether or not there is the possibility of waiting a year. And if there isn't, then bring it back to us. Because if it's good for our ridership and it's good for our, relationship with the university, I think that maybe this time we have to suck it up.
If you'd like, I can ask Jordy tomorrow. See what she says and get back with you.
So let me ask this question. We're also trying to not have it go up more, right? I mean, so timing somewhat of the essence, do we want to have an interim meeting to decide this issue, or are we confident saying, no, we're just going to wait for a year? Okay. I just want to know where you want to go.
I don't think that there's a lot of support for my position here, but I just think it's crazy we're spending $50,000 this year.
What's the driver in the higher cost? Is it something that we expect to go back there?
Concrete?
Yeah, but is what? I mean, I understand that like wood, concrete, microchips, electrical parts,
concrete's going up $9 a yard a month.
And
the worst part is, if you haven't committed to buy concrete, you're going to be pushed out for a while.
But what's the projection for concrete prices in 12 months, essentially, is my question. Is it higher or lower?
That's a Ouija board.
None of the projections are accurate.
Yeah. So maybe what I'm hearing is that we'll tell them that we're at 50,000, and if they can't do it for that, then we'll convert to this year.
My question is, how about the passengers? Can they wait? Mm-hmm. I'm thinking from a passenger's point of view, and are they going to be so happy to see that stop, that cover kiosk there, and go, here we go again, another winter in Cache Valley?
There's not been a stop there, so I mean, they'll be fine that way.
Because there won't be a stop there unless we build it
correct.
The right way. You can't just stop on the state highway without doing all the bits.
I know. Sorry.
Oh, for my 10 cents, we're in it. Just go forward with it.
Build the darn thing.
Well, I think
this is not 10 cents we need. We need $50,000.
I think it sounds like we need to bring this back for a formal action.
And
so that's fine. I'll just tell them, look, we're not going to be able to make this decision until June. And
we'll pay it back. And if they push back and say we need a sitter, maybe we can have an interim meeting.
Do you guys want to have an interim meeting? I'm looking for direction from you on what you want to do. We'll just come back in June. Sound all right? Okay. Thank you. Appreciate that feedback. From a facility standpoint, just wanted to let you know that we plan to bring back kind of a footprint concept in June, where we can kind of show you what that looks like, kind of walk you through our process of where we started to where we are. And just kind of talk through that. So that's our plan for June. And then also in June, staffing is still an issue. Although I will say with the press we got, we've got more applicants in, and that's been helpful. But we are hearing more frequently that the wage is an issue and that folks, are either turning us down or they'll say, I'll get back with you, and we don't hear from them. So Nicole is anxiously engaged in just looking at the market here locally, doing some other research. She's very good at that, and so we will have her come next month and just present some of our initial findings. But our early indications, we feel that probably come July, we're going to be asking for some type of adjustment for wages to be competitive. And I don't know what your experience is, but every employer I talk to is adjusting wages right now. And we just don't feel like we can wait. But again, we'll come with data, have that discussion, and then we'll see what the board wants to do. So I just wanted to make you aware of that. Let me see if I got through everything. That's it. Any other questions?
Thank you, Tom. Well, thank you, everyone. I just wanted to emphasize, please reach out to your folks in your city, Patrick, and say we need to make sure we've got some support for these events that we've got coming up. This possibly, in particular, consider planning and zoning commission members, anybody that's got any kind of active role in your community. Please reach out to them so you can get some kind of commitment from them to come join us. It can help a lot. I don't have anything else today, so other than that, unless there's anything else, we'll adjourn.
Thank you.